Hi, I'm Dr. Tobias Floyd, and welcome to the Human Signal Failure File. Episode title, The Anthropic Exodus and Governance Collapse. Today we're looking at what happens when an AI lab builds world-class safeguards on paper and still can't keep its head of safeguards research.
On February 9th, 2026, Anthropic's head of safeguards research, Marinank Sharma, resigned. That's not just a personnel change, it's a signal. Sharma didn't leave quietly. He warned that the world is in peril from interconnected crises, AI, bioweapons, and more. And he emphasized how hard it is, in practice, to let values actually govern actions. That is the sentence every governance leader should be sitting with. We know the values, we publish the commitments, but we can't get those values to consistently govern what we ship and how we scale. Inside a frontier lab, that gap between stated safety commitments and operational reality is not an abstraction. It's a daily fight over what gets prioritized, what gets delayed, and what gets quietly ignored.
Sharma's track record matters here. He worked on how AI chatbots distort users' sense of reality, how repeated interaction with the system can subtly reframe what people believe is normal or true. He also worked on defenses against AI-assisted bioterrorism and against sycophancy, models that simply tell powerful users what they want to hear. Those are not edge case academic topics. They sit right at the fault line between public commitments and profitable behavior. So when a person in that role decides they can't stay, that's not a random exit. That's organizational telemetry. It tells us the internal environment is no longer compatible with the level of caution that the safeguards function believes is necessary. At Human Signal, we treat these departures as data points in a larger pattern of governance collapse.
Underneath all of this is infrastructure. To train and deploy these models, you need lithography capacity, GPUs, data centers, and energy. That's capital-intensive thermodynamics, not just clever code. Once an organization commits to that build-out, the financial model locks in a certain posture. You must secure market share. You must justify the burn. And you must move faster than rivals who are making similar bets. In that environment, safeguards are not just good ethics. They are constraints on velocity. And the more money that's been committed to the infrastructure, the greater the pressure to relax those constraints. You don't have to declare that you're abandoning safety. You just have to redefine it, water it down, or sideline the people who insist on holding the original line. That is the governance collapse in slow motion.
There's a second layer here. On the public side, we now have things like the U.S. Department of Labor's AI Literacy Framework, federal guidance that says AI skills and safeguards should be foundational for workers and institutions. So we're raising the floor on AI literacy for the broader workforce, while the ceiling is cracking inside frontier labs that actually steer the trajectory of the technology. That gap between public literacy frameworks and private governance failures is where real systemic risk accumulates.
Human wisdom has to scale with the systems we're building. Right now, in too many labs, it isn't. Through the leak lens, Anthropic's situation looks very familiar.
L is for lithography, the race to secure advanced semiconductor capacity. E is for energy, locking in massive, reliable power for training and inference. A is for arbitrage, chasing cheaper electrons and favorable contracts to keep compute costs survivable. C is for cooling, building the thermal and water infrastructure to keep these clusters from melting down. The aggressive pursuit of lithography capacity and energy resources demands massive capital. The need to secure chips, power, and cooling drives an AI arbitrage race for cheaper electrons and faster deployment. And that infrastructure scaling forces organizations to prioritize commercial dominance over safety protocols. Once those leak commitments are locked in, the financial model quietly punishes anyone who tries to slow down, and safeguards are abandoned, not because they stopped mattering, but because they get in the way of aggressive scaling. When a head of safeguards walks out the door in that environment, it's a signal that the physics of the business model has overruled the people tasked with protecting the public. For Project Cerebellum and for tools like TameScore, these departures are not gossip. They are case studies. They show us which signals to watch, how governance erodes under capital pressure, and where external oversight and structured assessment need to be applied. Human wisdom has to scale with the systems we're building. Right now, in too many labs, it isn't. If you want to see how we apply the LEAST protocol to cases like Anthropic, you can explore the breakdown in more detail using the resources linked in the show notes. This has been a Human Signal Governance Failure File. I'm Dr. Tobias Floyd.